Welcome to the Music You Don't Have But Should podcast. Welcome to yet another episode of Music You Don't Have But Should, the very best podcast you are listening to at this very moment. I'm Andy, I have a sore throat haul, and thank you for joining me for a fantastic show as we take a look at independent bands and musicians from throughout the world. Yes, I have this upper respiratory thing, but I'm pumped full of vitamin C and DayQuil, and I'm ready to go. Hey, this podcast has taken on a life of its own in only two episodes. Music You Don't Have But Should is becoming a household name, well, at least in my household. But really, the word is spreading. The word is spreading that independent music is the way to go. My thanks to you, the listener, for going to musicyoudonthave.com, checking out new independent musicians and bands, buying their music, going to their shows, and telling your friends about them. That's what this podcast is all about, and it's working thanks to you. Hey, go wake the kids, go get the neighbors. I'll wait. We've got such a great show for you tonight, I don't even know where to begin. So I guess we'll start with royalty. I'm talking about the king of Tex-Mex rock, the king of tequila reggae, the king of 80s, Nuevo Huevo. I am, of course, talking about the one and the only, Joaquin Carrasco. You're in for a real treat because right now we are premiering on this very podcast a brand new Joaquin Carrasco track that's not even released yet. I'll give you more details after we hear it. So for now, here's the debut of Mas Mas.
Thank you. You don't make it easy with you. You're running around. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. You told me last night, you told me before. No way you say you cannot have it no more. You got to give it up.
That was the debut of Mas Mas from Joaquin Carrasco's upcoming album, Concierto para los Perros. It was recorded live at Ruta Maya in Austin, Texas for a benefit concert for the Utopia Animal Rescue Ranch, and it's going to be released this Monday, May 9th. You can get the new album at joaquin.com, and you'll want to get a copy because 50% of the income from the CD will go to Animal Rescue. So not only are you going to get great Joaquin Carrasco music, live Joaquin Carrasco music at that, you're also helping a great cause. Joe's website, joaquin.com, has a brand new look, so you'll want to check that out as well. He's been playing down at Nacho Daddy's in Puerto Vallarta, but he's making some incursions north of the border next month and playing some reunion shows with his old band, The Crowds. That's right, a Joaquin Carrasco and The Crowds reunion. Chris Cummings, Brad Kaiser, and Mike Navarro for the first time since the 80s. Let me give you some details on the Joaquin and the Carrasco Crowds reunion shows. June 17th, Houston, Texas at the Continental Club. On the 18th at Port Aransas, Texas at Back Porch. On the 24th, Dallas, Texas at Poor David's Pub. 25th at Austin, Texas at Antone's. And the 26th at San Antonio, Texas at Sam's Burger Joint. They're originally going to do three shows, but now they're doing five according to Joe's website. It'll be an unforgettable experience, so if you're anywhere near one of those places, you need to catch the show. And also don't forget to pick up your copy of Concierto para los Perros at joaquin.com on May 9th. Remember, half of the income is going to help animals. Joe's a big advocate for animals. Hey, there's so much to tell about Joe right now, but I'm going to let him tell you about it. That's right, on the next episode of Music You Don't Have But Should, we will be talking to the man himself, Joaquin Carrasco, on this very podcast. Mark that on your calendars, folks. May 21st on Music You Don't Have But Should, we'll be talking to Joaquin Carrasco by phone. I'm like a little kid at Christmas. I don't know what to do. Tell all your friends, this is going to be an episode you don't want to miss. But you never have to miss an episode of Music You Don't Have But Should. Just go to musicyoudonthave.com, click on the Archives tab for past episodes. What better way to spend your commute to work, jog around the neighborhood, or mowing the lawn than catching up on past episodes of the podcast? Or you could subscribe to the podcast at iTunes and have new episodes downloaded when they come out. And that raises the question, what's the schedule on new episodes of Music You Don't Have But Should? It's twice a month, the Saturday after the 1st and 15th of the month. Thanks for asking. Hey, enough of me yakking. Here's James Coates with Cigarette Boulevard.
I won't talk about the green in my hair. I used to look so good in family pictures. The days went by like grains of sand, running through the crosshairs in the sifter. New York's cold this time of year, but so is my heart. And LA's not that far away compared to where we are. We're just a couple of lovers in the back of the avenue playing cards. We're just a couple of kids trying to keep it clean on the Cigarette Boulevard. Cigarette Boulevard. better as the calendars dance. I'm running through the empty streets again. Lord, won't you punch the ticket and just let me on in? Won't you keep me in your heart? Cause that's right where I wanna stay. Feel the cold surround me as the colors fade away. We're just a couple of lovers in the back of the avenue playing cards. We're just a couple of kids trying to keep it clean on the cigarette boulevard. I want to tell you just one more thing before the breath slips out of my throat. You saved me then and you're saving me now, so don't try and pull me up when I'm slipping on down the slope. Let me tell you that I love you, I'm sure you already knew. Let me kiss you one more time before my last amends are through. We're just a couple of lovers in the back of the avenue playing cards. We're just a couple of kids trying to keep it clean on the cigarette boulevard.
Man, what a terrific song. James Coates is a guy I can't say enough nice things about. As you can tell, he's a great songwriter, and I got to know him when I was running sound during open mic shows in the region. James is an electrifying performer. He's one of those rare performers that really owns the room when he takes the stage. I've been in a coffee house where there's the typical coffee house noise going on. You know, everybody's talking to their friends on their phones, working on their laptops, whatever. And then James takes the stage. And as soon as he opens his mouth, everything else just turns off and all eyes are on him until he's done. It's like flipping a switch. It's amazing. If you want to go see a great show, go see James Coates. He's also performing with a band called The Lost Souls, and you can catch them at the Mars Bar in Seattle on June 11th, performing in the Noise for the Needy Benefit Festival. And you can check out more James Coates at his MySpace page at myspace.com/ Coates Music. That's CoatesMusic. Thunders, Ted Walker, and John Holm, Guns of Nevada with Ain't No Story. What a great song. And their songs have a country twinge to them, as you can tell. Now I was looking at some of their other songs, Outlaws, Bible and My Gun, Lonesome, Drunk, and Blue. And they have an album on CDBaby.com. Just look for Guns of Nevada. They've opened shows for Joe Cocker and Tom Petty. And they have an upcoming show at 9 o'clock tonight. Wow. So if you're in Seattle, get your tails of gear and go to Slim's Last Chance on First Avenue South. I've heard their shows are great, everything you would expect from a band called Guns of Nevada. And you can check out their Reverb Nation site at reverbnation.com/Guns of Nevada. And we're going to get some more Guns of Nevada on future episodes, along with some live dates that don't start in an hour. Are you an independent musician or band with original music you want promoted? The answer is yes. You should always be promoting your music. And what better way to do it than Music You Don't Have But Should? Just go to musicyoudonthave.com, click on the submissions tab for information on how you can submit music to the podcast. It's quick, it's easy, it's the law. Musicyoudonthave.com.
In the next few minutes, we're going to turn a lens on this institution called junior high. The first thing anyone notices on the first day at junior high is it's up to you to keep track of your gym clothes. It also means that you'll probably have your own cheerleader, school paper staff, marching band, photography club. You'll probably have your own something big. But a word of caution here. Hang on to your self-respect. There are other people who are smarter, or more attractive, or more popular, or more skilled than you are. Learn to see your own weaknesses, face up to your limitations. It may be discouraging, but remember, you are still you, with the same abilities and any other problems you had before. And speaking of problems, you shouldn't be ashamed if you have a reading problem.
I'm supposed to use mirror 1 loud, but I don't know where it is.
Well, Tommy, let me show you your sheet metal.
At this stage in your development, read the school rules. You will need to be an intelligent citizen. Why run the risk of being caught without your marching band? How are you going to know unless you've read the handbook, or listened to the teacher when she was telling you, or asked someone? Maybe your best friend of elementary school days has taken up with a new crowd and you feel left out and lonely. If this is a problem for you, take a look at yourself. There are people who make the effort to learn other people's names. There are people who make the effort to go along with their friends in what they do, what they wear, and the way they talk. They have a common interest in talking about popular singing stars. If this is a problem for you, take a look at yourself. In any case, make the most of your chances to have a good time with all kinds of people. This is a goal for you.
That was Junior High by A Great Many. A Great Many uses dialogue from old public domain movies and films in the place of lyrics to come up with these highly imaginative songs. To me, they're reminiscent of some work by Adrian Belew, who's also worked with King Crimson, Frank Zappa, David Bowie, Talking Heads, and a host of others, where he used spoken word in place of lyrics on songs such as The Ideal Woman, Thela Hun Jinjit, and several other songs that he wrote around an old radio preacher called The Prophet Omega. Great stuff, as is the music by A Great Many. But listening to the song is only half the story. The art is visual as well, as A Great Many uses visual images from the movies and films from which the dialogue is taken. A Great Many has a channel set up at YouTube so you can fully appreciate these songs. They're entertaining, and the old 50s school films are kind of downright weird, but wonderful, and the music is exceptional. Check out Phil's Fun Lunch at A Great Many's YouTube channel at youtube.com/user/A Great Many. On the first episode of Music You Don't Have But Should, we featured a terrific singer-songwriter named Greg Park. He's got a song called Faded Old Flag, a tribute to the men and women serving in the armed forces, and it's on his website from his upcoming CD, and it's available for free just for joining his mailing list. I've heard it. It's a great song, and it's a touching tribute. But you've got to move quick. When the new CD is released, the song will only be available on CD. You can get that at gregpark.com. That's GREGPARKE.com. And he's also got lots of gigs coming up, so check him out. The great music continues with Jeremy Sarwer.
Slow. past has passed you by, and you still feel balance what is wrong with what is right. The clock keeps ticking, she is wishing that this time's worth passing by. Some needs to make up, she won't give up. Tragedy now kept on ice, and she still dreams of a past. It's past you by, and you still slowly, coffee pouring. For reason, match now, cigarette ash how. The weekly life will pass you by, and you still dream of a past. It's past you.
And that was Sky, the lead-off track from the album Rhodes by Jeremy Sarwer. Jeremy actually has three albums, Rhodes, FM, and Face Down, that have all received critical acclaim. And to me, they remind me of Nick Drake. And if you don't know who Nick Drake is or was, look him up, too, for some wonderful music. Jeremy works as a solo artist and has a couple of different bands he works with. And let me tell you about some upcoming shows for him. On May 11th, he is playing with a band called Super 8 at the High Dive in Seattle at 9 p.m., On May 14th, Jeremy has a solo show at The Match in Duval, Washington from 8 to 10:30 p.m. On May 15th, you can catch him with his band, the Spaghetti Benders, at the Can Can in Seattle at 8 p.m. Jeremy is very much in demand, and deservedly so, but he and his band, the Agony Bells, are going into the studio to record some new music, and we'll be sure to keep tabs on that here at Music You Don't Have But Should. And what a great talent, and we're going to be hearing one more from Jeremy Sarwer later on. He's got a really cool page at Django.com showcasing his music, and you can link to that from MusicYouDon'tHave.com, or you can visit him at his MySpace or Facebook pages under Jeremy Sarwer. Now, let me spell that last name, S-E-R-W-E-R, and check him out. You are listening to Music You Don't Have But Should. Found a musician or a band you want to know more about? Go to MusicYouDon'tHave.com and click on the Artist tab for links to their websites. If you're an independent musician and want to be on Music You Don't Have But Should, click on the submissions tab at musicyoudon'thave.com for further information. Music You Don't Have But Should is a production of South Sound Audio. I'm Andy Hall, and thanks for joining me on Music You Don't Have But Should, where we feature the best original songs from independent musicians and bands from throughout the world. Do you hear any musicians and bands you like? Hey, I like them all. Go to musicyoudon'thave.com, click on the artist tab, and it'll take you to an alphabetized page of websites and links of all the artists we feature on the show. Visit their websites, get their music, go to their shows, and encourage them to make more great music. And if you're an independent musician with original music you would like to feature on Music You Don't Have But Should, go to the website, click on the submissions tab for information on how you can submit music to the show. Or if you want to just drop me a line, you can do that too at andy@musicyoudon'thave.com.
Like snow.
That was the band Perfect Weather with Maybe So. And let me introduce the band to you. There's Matt Litz on guitar and vocals, Brad Pedcop on drums, and he's the new guy in the band, Owen Robinson, guitar and vocals, and Brian Rowe on bass. And they're playing tonight at, hey, what's up with all the bands playing tonight? You know, man. And then, well, anyway, they're playing tonight at the Mars Bar in Seattle. And so if you're listening to this, you probably already missed them. But you don't have to miss their June 24th show when they'll be headlining at the Q Cafe in Seattle. And Perfect Weather will be recording a full-length album this summer, and we'll keep you posted on that. In the meanwhile, you can visit them at perfectweathermusic.com or at their Facebook page. Music You Don't Have But Should isn't just about alternative rock or folk music. Good music comes in all genres, and here's a track from Colin Williams, a.k.a. C-Dub. Thank you. Bob Nyswanger with Don't Bury Me from his first solo album, Deposition. Well, in reality, it's his only solo album, but I want to encourage him to put out another one. Bob's busy playing bass and writing songs in a multitude of bands. And on the first show, we played Disposable Man, which Bob wrote, from the band Psychodots. But he's also in Tickled Pink, The Grave Blankets, which are back together after a long hiatus, and another band called Bucket. And I just had to sneak some Bob in there for you. And you can find him at www.psychodots.com. And before that was some electronica with the song I Am Thor from Colin Williams, a.k.a. C-Dub. And you can find him at Reverb Nation at, and let me spell this out for you, D-E-U-S-E-T-M-E-C-H-E-N-A, Deus Ex Machina. And he has some other cool songs as well, so you want to check him out. Before we close this episode of Music You Don't Have But Should, some sad news. Kent Morrill of the legendary band The Fabulous Wailers, known for Tall Cool One, Dirty Robber, and Louie Louie, died a few weeks ago after a lengthy illness. I was privileged to work with Kent and The Fabulous Wailers on a few projects, most notably a benefit concert they gave a few years ago to flood victims of rural Washington State. The rest of the Wailers had a concert celebrating Kent's life this past Wednesday at the Temple Theater in Tacoma, Washington. Kent was a wonderful guy and will be missed very much. You can visit the Fabulous Wailers at fabulouswailers.com. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Music You Don't Have But Should. If you liked what you heard, tell your friends. Check out the musicians you've heard, buy their music, support your regional musicians and bands because they're doing it all for you. A very special thanks to all the terrific musicians and bands that allowed me to share their music with you. They are what this show is all about. Check out musicyoudon'thave.com or drop me a line at andy@musicyoudon'thave.com. And join me on May 21st for the next episode of Music You Don't Have But Should. It's going to be something you don't want to miss, an interview with Joe King Carrasco. And we'll even preview a song off an upcoming album he has in the works. And you'll have to just join us for more details. But in the meantime, go to joeking.com and get his latest live album on May 9th, Concierto para los Perros. It's for a good cause. And we're going to play out with another great song from Jeremy Serwer called Joining Hands, Joining Stars. And join me, Andy Hall, on May 21st for more music you don't have but should. Take care.
Left the day. shining stars. You've been called behind the wall, joining hands, joining stars.
Star.